Adam, after tape viewing, do you think effort was at all a question in the second half, or do you think it was entirely an execution matter last night?
Really, effort's really hard to question with this group. They're going to play hard. Sometimes the issue becomes other guys trying to cover for other guys, whether it be a mental mistake or, you know, guys just – everybody starts trying to make a play and guys start getting out of their lanes if you're talking about defense, and then that's where you see some of those big plays start occurring. Offensively, you know, I just didn't see that. I saw guys just trying to find a way to get the ball in the end zone all the way to the end.
How do you turn this around?
Well, you know, we've kind of taken our turns here on both sides of the ball. You know, it would have been nice to start a little better early in the season. Defense probably wouldn't have been on the field so much on offense. And then now it's kind of we're flipping the script a little bit, which seems very similar to a little bit of what we did last year, where our defense kind of got worn down there towards the end. We started having so many injuries that, you know, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that they were playing so much football early in the season. And this year, it's kind of we've stayed somewhat healthy. We just kind of lost our way just for a minute here, and we just had to really regroup and get things back on track. It's going to be about guys just really focusing on, you know, doing everything they can to prepare right, to practice right, and then when we hit Sunday, execute the right way.
Now, you know, losses you had in preseason can't be understated. This is not to make excuses. Obviously, Ryan, Tony Lippert, Raekwon, Koa. All that being said, do you think that you in the front office might have overestimated how much talent you have on this year's team off of 10-6 and off some free agent moves?
I don't think so. I feel good about the group we have out there. We just have, you know, some things that we got to clean up to where we don't put ourselves in position to where games get out of hand. And that can happen in the NFL sometimes where, you know, an 8-minute stretch can all of a sudden make a close game just completely flip the switch. And we just have to do a better job of battling back when things don't quite go as planned. You know, at the end of the half, I mean, that's a pretty tight game. And we get a turnover, they get a touchdown, they get the ball back, get another touchdown. Now all of a sudden, you know, you go from having a 7-3 game to it gets tougher when you're going against the number one defense when you put yourself behind by that much. So we just have to find that way to play a little better complementary football. That's really what we've been missing this year.
A couple of weeks ago, you talked about players not necessarily retaining assignments because they weren't studying them too much to begin with. Have you seen improvement in that regard?
Yes. Yes, especially in offense. I've seen a big difference. And I see guys that not only are they doing a better job of knowing what to do, they're doing a better job of executing it. You know, there's some plays here and there where I wish we'd be able to make, you know, whether it be get a block made, get a throw made, get a catch made, you know, be a little more detailed on a route. But a lot of times those are, you know, heat of the moment type actions that happens. And, you know, you're not going to be 100% across the board every play as far as winning one-on-one battles. You know, if that was the case, this game would be a lot easier. And for the most part, though, I do see guys – they made big strides since a couple weeks ago.
You guys have gotten off to bad starts going back to last year. Now you're averaging 4.3 points in the first half of games. What is it going to take for the offense to get off to a faster start or not put all the pressure into the second half?
Yeah, you know, I felt like we had a couple good chances in the first half. We just didn't get it done. You know, that first drive we had where we get a first – third down conversion, we get a good 3rd and 5, and, you know, it was just, I think Jay had a chance to run it. He also saw Jarvis with a lot of, he felt like there was a lot of green grass there, and just ball sailed on him a little bit. You know, it's just those plays, if we can figure out a way to just make that play, you know, we're at midfield, or we got another first down, so we got another set of downs. It's just, if we can just get those one or two plays to stay on the field to give us a chance and cross the 50, you know, I feel like we've been in pretty good shape. When we get in the red zone, you know, our guys, they're executing it really well. And it's just, we just need to get in the red zone more.
With the offense, last year you had more explosive plays. This year, you got two good runs from Kenyon Drake, but Where is the element of hitting teams with the big play?
Yeah, that team last night, that's a tough team to throw the ball down the field on. One, you got a good rush. Two, they don't play aggressive at corner. I mean, you're going to get an occasional press here and there, but, you know, percentages say these guys are they're going to play off and they're going to make you drive the field. I mean, that's the history of that defense. And they're going to create pressure and blitz you and make you get the ball out quick. You can hold on to it, but you're going to have 3rd and 12 and 3rd and 15. And the whole goal for us last night was to make sure we were 3rd and 5 or less and put ourselves in position where we can convert on first down and keep drives alive. They're going to try to make you score through the goal line. They don't give up a ton of big plays. That's why they're the number one defense in football. And if you want to push the ball down the field, you're going to have a lot more bad results than you are going to have good ones. And the way you got to play it is you got to take what they give you, and then when you do get an opportunity, like Jay, we had a chance on a post that they were playing a coverage against a concept that we had, that's what it afforded. And we missed it. And then next thing we know, we're 3rd and 10. So, I mean, you have to play what the defense is going to give you sometimes. You can try to force it, but you're not going to have the results you want.
What common thread do you see on defense the last 3 weeks?
I think we're probably overcompensating, you know, in certain spots where guys are trying to cover for other guys, and it's biting us a little bit, where we just got to get back to the basics and fundamentals, and hey, every guy do their job. That's the hardest thing about defense is when you do have as many playmakers as we have, which we do, we have guys that are good in that front seven. And when things start getting a little leaky, somebody's going to try to step up and make a play, and that's the good and bad part of defense is when you make the play, it's a good thing, and then you make the correction. But when they miss the play, then it's an explosive. And we just have to get back to guys doing their job, everybody staying on the same page and understanding it takes 11 of them to do it right. It's hard to have 6-7 guys doing it right and then other guys just trying to make plays. So we just got to just tighten it up and make sure our veteran players are doing a good job of being the guys that are the most consistent down in and down out.
You spoke after the Baltimore game about possibly personnel changes from within. Obviously, there's not a lot out there on the waiver wire. You still considering that? Because you have a few guys on the team, primarily young, who haven't played a lot. Or do you think these are the guys I'm going to go with who are playing now?
Yeah, I think we're always going to look at, you know, where everybody's at. You know, physically, mentally, somebody not playing, you know, even close to the level we need them playing at and seeing if there's any kind of adjustment you can make. Majority of the time it's hard because you only have so many guys. And, you know, if we feel like there's somewhere we need to make a move to make us better, we'll do it. But I don't really see us reaching to just do something to just, you know, drop a bomb on everybody. We're looking for who are the best 11 guys to play, you know, for that game, for that series, for that quarter, whatever it is, you know, to help us win.
Adam, I know every game is important. Do you look at this right now as a crucial juncture of the season?
I think anytime you get this part of the season, really the games magnify. It's hard to put an emphasis on one game over the other. I guess it's just I've had so many different seasons over the year where I've heard that. And then all of a sudden something happens, it doesn't go as planned, and then all of a sudden then you rattle off all the rest of your games. And so really what we talked about was irrelevant. So, I mean, you just keep playing it 1 week at a time and trying to find a way to get better from the week before and clean things up and, you know, focus on that one game. If you start focusing on 2, 3, 4 games ahead of schedule, you're just going to get in trouble. You're occupying your mind with something you don't have to worry about.
How would you assess the offensive line play last night?
There was a lot more good than bad. I mean, that was a tough front. That's a tough front seven. I mean, that defense is playing about as well as you can play. And, you know, that was probably one of our better games that we've actually played. We couldn't make the right play at the right time. You know, I think I said that last night where it's like we need a third down conversion and on that first drive to keep us going. We're in the position we want to be in. We're 3rd and 5, and we don't get it. You know, it's really kind of going for both sides of the ball. When we need to have something to match the other side, we're not getting it right now. And I think if we get that figured out, then we're going to see some different results.
With Kenyon Drake, two back-to-back weeks where he produced big runs, what is there any universal underlying theme there in terms of what he's doing right or what the offensive line's doing right or a different kind of run or is it just?
I think the guys knew on that particular play that he had this last game where we made a big emphasis of if we got into that situation, they were very aggressive. And we felt like we had seen enough on tape to where if we did get in that situation and got that play called, if we blocked that, there was going to have a chance for him to get to the second level. It was going to be him in the safety. And the guys blocked it really well and gave him a lot of room to get through that hole. And that it's his job to make that safety miss. And with his speed, it's hard to figure out which direction he was going to go. And, you know, that was just one of those ones where everybody was on high alert. They knew exactly what they were going to get. They knew they were going to get some form of pressure. They didn't know exactly what it was going to be. But if everybody was on the right angles, we were going to have a shot for a big play. And it was the same thing the week before. He had been saying the whole week when we were repping that play, he goes, I want to get to the secondary on this play. I know it. And we ran it four or five times. And when he finally did, you know, it was a big play for us.
You think it'll be a challenge this week to keep the group upbeat and engaged after three pretty dispiriting losses?
No, this group's pretty good at moving on. I think coaching staff, too. You know, I mean, that's our job. I mean, we got a lot of time left, a lot of ball left. I don't know if you guys kind of pay attention to the rest of the league, but it's not like anybody's running away with anything. I mean, it's a total disaster everywhere. I mean, unless there's about two teams where everybody's all happy. Everywhere else, it's misery.
What about with Xavien Howard in the game he had last night? What in his makeup would give you confidence that he can bounce back and kind of forget something?
Short-term memory guy. He's not gonna worry about what happened on his last throw. I know the touchdown that they had, last one. There's not many guys that are going to defend that because that was really well-run route. Guy did a great job of keeping his speed, and that was as good of a back shoulder fade as I've seen because that thing was on a rope. And it's just that was the perfect throw, perfect route, and well-executed play. And to me, that's the job of a corner. You better have short-term memory. If you're not getting beat, you're not playing. I mean, it's going to happen. There's very rare you're going to see corners that never have gotten beaten. The best ones have. So he's a good player, and he's going to keep playing hard, and he's going to play tight coverage. And, you know, when you're a young player, as long as you don't lose confidence, you're eventually going to make those plays because you're going to get more experience.
Do